The Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
وحبس بين أطباقها بجرمه وجريرته وهو يضج إليك ضجيج مؤمل لرحمتك ويناديك بلسان أهل توحيدك ويتوسل إليك بربوبيتك.
As you were previously with us, dear listeners, we have reached this part of the Divine Kumail supplication. أَفَتُرَاكَ سُبْحَانَكَ يَا إِلَهِ وَبِحَمْدِكَ تَسْمَعُ فِيهَا صَوْتَ عَبْدٍ مُسْلِمٍ سُجِنَ فِيهَا بِمُخَالَفَتِهِ. Glory be to you, my Allah. Can't you see yourself that yours is the praise, hearing within the fire of hell the voice of a slave surrender to you, imprisoned there because of his violations, suffering the pangs of its torment because of his disobedience, confined within its levels because of his sins and crime, yet he is lamenting before you with the lamentation of the one hopeful for your mercy. We said that Imam Ali alayhi salam is emphasizing on the importance of the role of sins and the role they play in our lives and specifically in our hereafter. And of course, we need to be aware of that role. And yet we should not be hopeless. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله, the Holy Quran says. And this is persistence in supplicating to God, asking Him for forgiveness, because He is the owner of vast ocean of mercy. Now, in the previous episode, we mentioned that one of the important factors that cause the obscurity of the heart, and as a result, act as an impediment to the acceptance of supplication and dua, is committing sins. The Islamic narrations assert that this is a very significant factor, committing sins, that causes the alienation of the heart from Allah. Regarding the sins, Almighty Allah says in the Holy Quran, "No, indeed, rather their hearts have been sullied by what they have been earning." So this verse, as you can see, dear listeners, is implying that the sins that are done and committed by a person, they stay in the heart until they become dirt on the heart and they cut the heart off from Allah. So the role of sins is this, that they invert the heart. Man commits sins until his heart is cut off from Allah. And if the heart is disconnected from Allah, it gets inverted. It becomes upside down. It loses all of its operative features. But still, there is one exception. The one who is a true repentant and is hopeful of the Almighty Allah's mercy. وَهُوَ يَضِجُّ إِلَيْكَ ضَجِيجًا مُؤَمِّلٍ لِرَحْمَتِكَ. This kind of lamentation is not of any kind. It is the kind of lament of the one hopeful for Almighty Allah's mercy.
My Lord, glory and praise be to you. Would you disregard the voice of a Muslim slave imprisoned in hell for his disobedience and imprisoned within its pits for his evil doings and misdeeds, crying out to you the cries of one who has faith in your mercy and calling out to you in the language of those who believe in your unity and seeking to approach you by means of your epithet.
Thank you, Allah, that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Let us have a look at one tradition from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Imam alayhi salam is reported to have said, "My father used to say, nothing is more destroying for the heart than the sin it commits. The heart indeed engages in a battle with the sin, and the sin continues to remain in it until it overpowers the heart. Hence, it becomes turned upside down." He, alayhi salam, is also reported to have said, "When a person commits a sin, a black spot appears in the heart. If he repents of it, it disappears. But if he persists in committing that sin, that spot becomes bigger and bigger until it overcomes the whole heart. And if such happens, then he would never become victorious after this." One of the other aspects that I assume needs to be discussed is the fact that committing sins somehow deprive the man of the sweetness of remembrance. The believing hearts experience sweetness in remembrance of Almighty Allah, in dhikr of Allah. A sweetness that if you ask him, above which there is no sweetness. But when the heart becomes turned upside down, it is deprived of this sweetness. The heart no longer is able to receive this sweetness because it has lost its operative features. Just like an ill person whose physical health has been inverted by illness. As a result, he loses the appetite for good things, not because they're not good anymore, but because he has no desire for them. This is the exact thing that applies to the heart. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
By my side, I wish to be close. close to you through